Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, already Wednesday, the 14th day of July, 2004. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. We've had a lot of guests on the last 2 days, so today we're going to have open phones. Actually, if I can get them on the broadcast, I'll do it. The Drudge Report is a dead link. They've brought down the Texas newspaper that has the story. We did find a short blurb at a local TV station report about it. Two peace activists with anti-Bush T-shirts, just don't elect Bush, were at a 4th of July parade on the side of the street right here in Texas and were arrested for being anti-government. And we've got national talk show hosts all over the country calling for the arrest of anyone that disagrees with the government. I mean, literally, folks, every time I tune in now and scan through and listen for more than an hour on a road trip or something, or when I'm stuck in traffic, to these national talk show hosts, I will catch them saying it is treasonous, it is treacherous, it is traitorous to criticize Lord Bush, the gun-grabbing, open-border-promoting, world-government-loving, lying creature. But Bush, again, is just a puppet, and I cannot stress that enough. So is Kerry. But it's very, very serious. So I can't get the news article because the Drudge crashes most sites that he links to. But I did find a little blurb in a TV station. But, I mean, I see these stories every week now of people being arrested. Remember the guy who at the mall bought a Peace on Earth shirt? And the security guard said, well, we don't care if it's Christmas. We don't like it. The mall doesn't like it. And he said, well, I just bought it in the T-shirt shop. And, of course, the guy was a city lawyer, by the way. I mean, he knew his rights. This was in upstate New York. Was it Rochester? We had him on last year. And he got arrested for wearing the T-shirt. So, I mean, just countless examples of this, but they could say that that was private property. But now it's branching out into the side of the road. All right, but I really want to get that article. I hope somebody can find it once that site goes back up, and we can put it on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. But barring that, I'm not going to have any guests on because I want to take your calls and cover the news. I was on Coast to Coast AM last night for an hour. I always appreciate that, being on over 500 big radio stations and being able to speak to the people about these fake terror alerts and discussions of suspending the election. I can only commend George Norrie and his staff for the courage of having me on. That was very interesting. And he said he's going to have me back up again for 3 hours or several hours in the near future. He said the full show, whatever that means. I guess that means 3 hours of the four. Last night I was on in the first hour, the big topical news section of the broadcast, and we could talk about what you thought of that show, and a lot of you heard that. And the issues that were brought up there, and there's been new developments. CIA acting chief says threat highest since 9/11. Ooga booga, give up all your freedoms. Ashcroft pushing Patriot Act extension, USA Today. But it's not just a Patriot Act extension, it's an expansion. Al-Qaeda videos uploaded from government website. Not from Houston, not from L.A., this time from Arkansas. Of course, it's all just an accident. It's the U.S. government, people. Mexico Attorney General gets microchip implant. I got about 50 articles of the same magnitude. You don't want to miss this broadcast. PrisonPlanet.tv, I'm Alex Jones.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels, increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match, because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Hello folks, Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we have world leaders getting microchips, implantable microchips, discussions of making school children take them. We'll get into Mexico's Attorney General, the latest world leader to get a microchip implanted. Al-Qaeda videos uploaded from government website, and of course, World Neocon Daily has their, they got some good news, I shouldn't be like that. Got their spin on it. Wow, Al-Qaeda used the government website to upload. No one thinks, oh, is it the government doing it? When in every case we've looked at, from London to L.A. to Houston to New York, it's government websites or CIA, quasi-governmental private merc groups, mercenary organizations doing this. I mean, there's a huge piece of evidence. And now, yet another one of these handy videos. The first place they get uploaded from is U.S. government websites. The state of Arkansas unknowingly helped the Al-Qaeda terrorist network, you mean Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda's admittedly a CIA creation, we're supposed to forget that, distribute propaganda promoting violence against the United States. This is Laura Mansfield, Associate Director of the Northeastern Intelligence Network, first noticed the postings yesterday while her monitoring a forum on an Arab-language internet bulletin board frequented by Al-Qaeda sympathizers. And it says the Ansar Forum received notoriety for releasing the video of the beheading of American citizen Nicholas Berg in Iraq, but oh, it turns out that the files are located on the FTP server at the Arkansas Department of Highways and Transportation in two different directories called 007. Yeah, 007. That's exactly what the Arabs do. 007, Her Majesty's Terrorist Network. And we've got it posted on the website. I mean, in every case, it leads back to government. And it's people in the government offices at these quasi-governmental institutions uploading the original video, putting disc, plugging cameras in, doing this. And then you get in Nicholas Berg, and he's got connections to two of the hijackers, and he's under FBI investigation, and he works at Abu Ghraib prison, and he's in U.S. custody and gets released after 13 days into Al-Qaeda hands, and they cut the head off, and no blood sprays, and the body doesn't even jerk, and top forensic, heads of universities say it's a fake video. In Canada, the U.S., Australia, I mean, top scientists. I don't need a top scientist to tell me you cut somebody's head off, blood sprays, and the body jerks involuntarily. Didn't happen in this one. But, just there's hundreds of questions now. It's just their story is a fraud. And who stands to gain off all this head chopping? That gets people all angry and upset and think that, the war must be good, kill them Arabs. And the leader of Iran is saying that it's the U.S. government and Israel cutting people's heads off, that it's all staged. Yasser Arafat, this was in the Jerusalem Post 2 days ago, at a big U.N. meeting, was bringing out evidence that Israel, every time they're about to have a peace deal, blows something up. And I don't like Yasser degenerate, rodent Arafat. But we've got to be honest here. Yitzhak Rabin, before he was killed, said Israel had created Hamas and controlled terror groups, and that the government was behind terrorism. And they've been caught last year and the year before last. UPI, Associated Press, Haaretz, Jerusalem Post. I mean, these are Jewish newspapers in many cases reporting this. It's not like it's a conspiracy. It's admitted. A group of young Palestinians were actually Shin Bet, and we're carrying out terror bombings to destabilize and give the Israelis a pretext to invade. It's not very hard to figure this out. This is what governments do. So we've got all that news I want to go over. And Bush running around, the terrorists are going to hit us any minute. We may have to suspend the elections. And the new CIA director, the acting director, it's the most deadly threat since 9/11. Just stick your head in the dirt and prepare for death, basically, they're telling us. All of this swirling around in plain view. And then, frankly, I haven't talked about this enough, and we've talked about it in years past, and sometime this hour after we go to some calls and some other news items, I do want to get into it. Governments are running giant surpluses. They have a budget that they publicly talk about and write reports on and scrutinize, but the budget's just what they've decided to spend, not their actual funds. And they call these comprehensive annual financial reports, the real reports each year. And water districts and school districts and counties and cities and states and river authorities, these quasi-governmental groups, government itself is quasi-governmental, it's really private, organized crime syndicate, they run giant surpluses. I mean, the on-budget surplus of the University of Texas, as I said yesterday, is $24 billion. That's what they admit they have extra. And it gets bigger each year. Some years by $1 billion, other years by $400 million. It just keeps growing as they increase tuition and everything else. You go, well, what are you talking about? Well, it's the same thing with toll roads. It's feudalism. They know you've got to travel. They know you've got to get places. So all over the country, and I saw the plans years ago, they're going to put in toll roads on existing interstate highways, state highways, everywhere. And the Campo Regional Board, is called Campo here in Texas, Austin is going to have nine, this is phase one, nine toll roads. And folks, I looked at the map. You won't be able to go anywhere unless you take the toll roads. And these aren't like in the past where they'd build a big toll road around a city, private road, which I'm all for, I think those are great, and it's free market, and you pay a dollar and bypass all the traffic and save gas money. No. These are on roads like William Cannon and Ben White, side roads through the city, roads that have red lights, folks. And it'll be a toll road for a half mile, a mile. It's just the old-fashioned gatekeeper toll road, the really old-fashioned one, not the more modern, now we're postmodern with these old-fashioned ones, these retro ones, but the ones we had 50, 60 years ago or 20 years ago were, a 20-mile road to get around the city. I'm all for those if it's a new private road. But no, we've gone back to the old corrupt one where just to pay a toll keeper a tax to continue on down an existing road. So they've gone back to the retro feudal surf toll road. And you can't get into Austin without taking a toll road. Folks, nine toll roads and a state rep, Mr. Keel, was on TV going, yeah, and he's on the Campo board, one of the few that voted against it. He said, we're going to have 10 times the toll roads of Dallas and Houston, and it's true. Per mile of road, how many roads have it? I mean, in Dallas, there's like two toll roads, and they're these long 20, 30-mile things that you just cut around the city. They're great. Houston's got a few. They're okay. But no, this is the new toll road that the UN has called for and others have called for, and these are going in all over the country. But in Austin, see, I said I was to get into this later, and now I'm already getting into it. The state of Texas, the Texas Department of Transportation, has tens of billions of dollars in surplus. Years ago when I looked at it, I'm told the surplus is even bigger now. We've paid for these roads over and over again. Folks, they're going to take MOPAC, literally a half mile from my house in South Austin, and stick a giant toll gate on it to get on the highway. And then it's not a toll road after that. Just to get on it, it's a toll road. And then, I'll just take 290. No, you won't. Well, I'll just take, 71. No, you won't. Well, I'll just take William Cannon. Well, I'll just take, no, you won't. And you're going, Alex, we don't want to hear about toll roads in Austin, Texas. Uh-uh. It's coming to your town. And the paper admits that 90%+ of people that called the paper, that wrote letters, that were at the city council and county commissioners meetings and then at the Campo meeting, and it shows about 100 people just in the photo shot there at the meeting two nights ago. And there's one sign out of about 100 that says that they're for the toll road. And everybody else is against it. And Gerald Daugherty, who's a county commissioner who's on the big regional board, he said he got 6,000 emails in 2 days against it. Everyone I've talked to, so-called liberals, so-called conservatives, they're all against it. But the Campo board, made up of elected people, elected individuals, part of it is, they don't care. Most of them voted for it. Why is that? Why in the past wouldn't they ever do this? Why are they doing things now? They know because, folks, we have total electronic voting machines in the Campo board area. Williamson, Travis, and Hayes counties. Hart InterCivics, Clear Channel, owns them. And so, folks, we don't have a verifiable voting system in Central Texas. And we have a county clerk who was caught in 98 with the old system engaging in fraud, and that was even in the paper. Nothing happened to her. And so they don't care. It's going to get, and about 30%+, was it 32% or so of the country, has now put in these electronic systems. And everywhere this is happening, areas where everybody's against gun control, they're passing gun laws. Where everybody is against nighttime curfews for even adults, suddenly they put in electronic machines. Well, you can't come out after midnight, even if you're an adult. Cities are doing this. Well, everybody's against it. Well, we don't care. You see these thousands of police in black uniforms and ski masks that have submachine guns? Shut up. If you try to protest, we'll crack your head open. We have the electronic voting machines. Shut up and lick our boots. That's why, folks, because you don't have a right to vote in Austin, Texas. So they don't care what you do. They don't care if you're all against it.
You can't throw them out, people.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the Ark Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With Ark's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. Ark's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply, and your own seeds year after year. Call the Ark Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912, or visit arkinstitute.com today.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over a moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
About the toll roads for the rest of this segment. Then we're going to break. We're going to come back and go to Michael, Anthony, Danny, Richard, Cliff, and many, many others that are patiently holding, because I didn't go over all the points. In my film, Police State 2000, that I made in 99, we show you the federal documents where they're going to have toll roads, because the feds are promoting and pushing all this, on major existing roads where it is impossible. And I've read Wall Street Journal smart growth reports 5-6 years ago that said that to get into the city, you're going to have to pay a toll. To get on a major road, period, you'll have to pay a toll. And this is about control to force people onto mass transit. And that's why the foolish leftists are all pushing this. Meanwhile, the big neo-condone corporations are the ones making the money off of it. And so this is the essence of serfdom and feudalism, is controlling your mobility. And the feds say in their different initiatives, one of them is the National Seatbelt Initiative. Again, has nothing to do with seatbelts. It says toll roads, checkpoints, hardened checkpoints on roads, and the money from the toll roads are going to pay for the police that will randomly pull your car off into a side lane and search it. And then now I'm sure you've heard Ridge has said, again, this is all set up beforehand, infrastructure put in, and then, oh, the terror attack happens, and Ridge says, oh, we're going to have the same stuff we have on the planes and the buses and on the highways, and we're going to have tattletale squads out there. And again, you can see my film from 99, and I lay out what they're now announcing and doing. So all over the country, these are going in, but I've talked to a lot of experts on this. They've never seen it this bad this quick. Austin is the worst, not a single toll road. And now they're going to put in, this is just what they're already building and setting up. By the way, they're building it and setting up the toll road booths before it even passed yesterday. Huh, okay. 71, do you think you'll go around by 290? Uh-uh, they block you there. 45 SW, 183, 290, unbelievable. William Cannon, ladies and gentlemen, that is a road with stoplights. And you look at it, it's a ring around the city where you cannot get into the city without going through these things. No one has ever, even in New Jersey where the mob publicly runs the tollways, people don't put up with this. But see, now suddenly it's going in all over the place because, well, the electronic voting machines are in. And we don't care if 90-plus percent of you, the paper says 90%, it's much more than that, are against this. The paper loves it, by the way. They don't care. So everybody's against it. We don't want it. There's plenty of money in the Treasury, but we've just got to have this. We're just going to do this, whether you like it or not. And so they propose now this nationwide, and then the next thing, and for 9 years now, all new cars have a satellite tracker plug in their ignition, and now when you go pay for your tags, you'll pay an extra $50, and the technician will come out while you're getting your smog checked and the rest of it, getting your emissions checked, and they'll just plug it in your dash, and it's going to track everything you do. And you go, well, one of your cars over 9 years old doesn't have it. Well, they've got a new system where they put a little meter on your car, and then when you go to the gas station, plug a little wire into the meter, and it'll tax you right there. Folks, this is the official federal plan I told you about 6 years ago when I had one of the federal board members on. Now it's in the Associated Press. Now it's happening. And you people are going to, you know what, you're going to go, well, we're all, and you know, I said last night before my TV show, I said to Mike, guy running the show, I said, you know, these people are idiots. They're just so, and he goes, no, they're not. Everybody's against it. And you know, you're right. Everybody is against it. But see, they don't care because you can't vote them out. You can't vote Karen Sunlightner or Sam Bisco out of the county commissioner's court. You can't vote the Republicans and Democrats off the city council that are and the state reps that are Campo members. You can't do a thing to them because they got the electronic voting machines in. They wouldn't dare do this in the other two-thirds of the state where these electronic machines aren't in. And I've looked at it all over the country where they put these things in. It's just suddenly police in black ski masks everywhere, cameras going up in neighborhoods, giant prisons being built. They're laughing at you. And they're just going to keep saying, well, you voted for it. Well, just vote us out if you don't like it. But don't you ask to have a receipt of how you voted, and don't you ask to investigate the vote. Folks, it really is happening. I won't be able to drive anywhere because the way Austin is set up, you can't go through the side roads and get anywhere. And then the major side roads they had where you could cut across through horrible traffic to get somewhere, they're turning those into toll roads. I mean, two-lane, red-light, stop-and-go neighborhoods. To go any direction from my house, I will have to go to the grocery store, I'll have to get on a toll road. You understand the new freedom? We'll be right back.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm a nurse, and I injured my back, and I've lost 22 pounds and 9 inches. I would definitely recommend Vim and Vigor.
As far as losing weight, Vim and Vigor is the best investment I ever made. It actually works.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim and Vigor's collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-FIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. Get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-FIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
My family is breathing easier, and now you can too. Hey folks, Michael Trudell here to tell you about the BioZone Air Purifier. The BioZone Air Purifier is not a filter system. It works at the molecular level, finding the small bits of dust, allergens, and other particles in your air into clumps that are too heavy to float. They fall harmlessly to the floor to be literally swept away. Nothing escapes. The BioZone Air Purifier also kills virus and bacteria germs and totally removes odors. Out on the farm, we have several cats and 2 big dogs, so pet odors can be a concern. But like the odors from anything else, simply gone. Smoke? My wife and I don't, but several of our friends do. Our BioZone air purifier clears out that smoke literally within minutes. I use it myself, and I'm telling you, your BioZone air purifier will improve the air in your home. It even comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee and free shipping. Call toll-free 888-88-MY-AIR today. That's 1-888-88-MY-AIR. Or visit www.purifymyair.com. That's purifymyair.com. Order yours today, and you'll get a bathroom ionizer, a $40 value, free. Get your BioZone air purifier today, and you'll be breathing easier, too.
All right, for those that just joined us, I've spent the last 15 minutes or so talking about this headline, massive toll road plan gets the green light, and it says that panel stalls on funding Loop 360, so no new roads, 7 roads slated to cost drivers. But it's 9 toll roads, because on some of the roads there's multiple tolls. And that's just a start. I mean, no one has ever done this, but now all these different cities are starting to existing roads, roads to your neighborhoods. These are not where we build a new road and pay for it with tolls to go around a city as an expressway. This is, you want to leave your huge neighborhood, you've got to get on the toll road. These are little roads they're doing this to. It is so disgusting, it is so corrupt, it is totally unpopular, and they're going to have police checkpoints at these. Oh, it's already admitted. And this is what life's going to be like all over the country. We're going to be locked into the cities, because if you look, this blocks all the escape routes out of the city. I have been, and we'll go to your calls here in just a minute, I have driven up to Kansas, and I've been in California and places. And you'll drive for 50 miles, folks, and there's no exit off I-35, say up in Kansas out of Oklahoma. Go up there. There'll be concrete barriers, fences, and you'll see all these towns, old courthouses, ghost towns. They've killed all these towns. because you can see where they blocked old exits. But then out in the middle of the road, every 15 miles or so, there'll be a big McDonald's and their own water tower and a big truck stop. And they pay the government rent. But you can't exit like you used to the little towns. You'll go, man, that's a neat-looking old courthouse. Or I'd like to see this famous old town. Well, you can drive 50 miles up, get on country roads, cut off, and come back to it. And then you may not even be able to get on the interstate when you come back. Folks, these are prisons. These are control grids. These are locking us out of the countryside, locking us into the cities, and they know we've got to travel. They know we've got to be mobile. And so they're going to tax a little daylights out of us and set up checkpoints. And they don't even need the money, folks. The government prints the money. The Transportation Department of Texas is filthy rich. Capital Area Metropolitan Planning Organization, Capital Metro, folks, you go out any time of day, the buses are 80-90%. Most of them are completely empty after 6 o'clock at night. No one is really on these things because the city isn't designed for buses. But they add more and more of them. And they get over a penny of everything spent in the city. Over a penny of every dollar spent in this city goes to just Capital Metro. And now they keep, until they got the electronic voting machines in, I predict the next vote will have be massive trains, more buses. They're talking about another penny, which is a lot of it out of every dollar, folks. Not to mention all the other taxes. Another 1% tax for these degenerate trains. And I say that because our society isn't set up for them. We are sprawling. We are separated. The infrastructure is already built where we're all spread out, which they're going to capitalize on and tax the daylights out of us to travel. I'd be all for compact cities. We were old European city design like that. We're not, folks. So now they're going to choke us and control us. And you watch. We voted down the light rail twice before. And folks, I predict when they bring it back up for a vote, magically, it's not going to fail by massive numbers like it has every time in the past because the special machines are in. The special no-record electronic voting machines with all the problems that no one's allowed to investigate. And, everybody changed their mind. And that's why they don't care if 90-plus percent of people are against these toll roads and literally 100-to-1 showing up to demonstrate against it. They don't care. They're going to say, you voted us into office, and you go, and this will have staged elections. New people will be put in, and then others will move up, and they'll still have Republicans and Democrats on these boards, and they'll still have people, 16-7 during the crowded meeting. This is the point. Okay, we'll go to your calls here in just a moment. Michael and Anthony and Danny and Richard hung up, and Cliff and others. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. But wherever you live, you may live in a town of only 400,000. You don't think they'll pull this on you. They're doing it. Austin's a million metro. They're doing it here. Even the paper admits massive toll road plan. Folks, they already were building this stuff a year ago. They've already built the light rail stations, by the way. They're busy out building the train stations for 3 years. Doesn't matter, we vote it down. They just go, doesn't matter. Electronic machines are going in. You're gonna have your trains. And by the way, they're going to tear out one of the few roads that isn't going to be a toll road, Congress, that runs through the middle of Austin and then ends at the Capitol in downtown. It runs from the south up into the middle of the city. They are going to take that thing that is three lanes on each side and red lights, and they are going to shred it and make it one lane on each side for part of it. And they're going to put trains in up the middle. And almost all the businesses, I mean, when you drive, every time they have this vote, and you drive down there, down Congress, I've got to say 98% of the businesses have giant signs against it. It will destroy them. So they're going to take that thoroughfare and put light rail down the middle of it and make you pay to park if you want to use it. You won't have a choice. And this is all just phase one Oh, and guess what? The state of Texas is going to put toll roads out on 71. And this is for Texans. All the major spokes going out into the hill country and into the south and the grasslands and into the woodlands, they're going to be toll roads on every one of them. And guess what? They're German-style checkpoints that'll shut you down. You go, well, what do we do? 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 I told you what you do. You start now in Austin, and every other city you're in, they put in these electronic machines. There are 1,000 news articles with their own engineers quitting, felons running it, CIA people running it, fraud, manipulating votes. You put together a packet of info on that. You business people get together, if you love America, you print up color flyers about this. You hand out tens of thousands in your city. You get together. You have a petition to have a paper ballot recall. You have a petition to fund whatever it costs, $200,000, $300,000. They'll tell you it costs millions more, but it really won't. And you commission a study to show how much it'll really cost to have paper ballots. And you have a good old-fashioned paper ballot election to remove the electronic voting machines. And let me tell you, they're going to send in cops in black ski masks during your meetings, during demonstrations. You'll see a little anarchist set a trash can on fire, and the cops will come in swinging against you and your children. You got to have video cameras. You got to grab the anarchist and go, it's a Fed, it's a cop, and then they'll back off. We've done this in Austin. I mean, this is serious business. Are you willing to fight for your country? Are you willing to fight? And listen, your cities aren't going to want you to get your right to vote back. They're going to send in the guys in the black helmets and the black ski masks. They've issued all of them. They're watching you with their cameras in your neighborhoods. Yeah, it's all about intimidation. So what? They're the criminals. We're the good people. We got the power. And if you want to stop them, go ahead and stand up. Or let me tell you, they're going to start telling you you voted to have your guns banned, that you voted to have your borders open, that you voted to make your children go to school till 8 o'clock at night. Well, they're moving to do that. That you voted to have all your children forcibly drugged. They're going to start, it's a democracy if 51% say we're slaves, we are. No, that's why we're a republic. Okay. Just, I'm really angry today, and there's so much other news, and in about 3 minutes we'll go to the callers, I promise you. But Debbie Morrow, New Millennium Concept, Made in America, best water purification systems I know of. It's what I use. And this is all the more reason to get prepared and to stop drinking the water that these evil cities are giving you. Take control of your life, at least in this area. 70% of your body is water. Debbie, good to have you on. What do you think of this rant about 9 toll roads? The paper says 7. No, I can look at them. I've got the report. It's 9 toll roads. I won't be able to go to the grocery store, Debbie, without paying a toll.
Well, I think you said 362, and if that's the case, and if it's the 360 by my house, I won't be able to either, Alex. I don't know which 360 you mentioned from that article, but we have a road, and they have started really widening it. I mean, it's been under construction for years, and it's just sat there. In the last 3 months, all the trees have been mowed down in the middle medium.
Yeah, I know they're getting ready for more toll roads in Dallas.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, my God, is that what they're going to do to my neighborhood, too? Because that's how I go do all my errands. I scooch down 360.
Hey, Debbie, in phase one that they passed, it's not even a quarter mile. I have to say, 300 yards, 350 yards from my house is one highway, and they're going to block the underpass. You have to pay a toll. And then another mile down the other way will be another toll road. I literally will, and then if I try to go the other direction, there's another toll road. I will be a prisoner. I will live in gated systems.
Yeah.
The whole society is becoming a prison. Go ahead.
Well, I'm speechless. I don't even know what to say anymore about this stuff. It's, you know, waxing worse and worse all the time, right? You know, and like you said, we can get together and be heard. And I think that's, you know, important that we be heard.
We got to have petitions, you know? Recalls to recall the voting machines.
Yeah. Yeah, we really do. That's ridiculous, you know.
I mean, even these yuppies that are in denial and think you shouldn't be able to have a receipt or verify your vote, come on, people. Get your heads out of the sand. I've heard some elitists go, well, I got money to pay the tolls. The point is, folks, is that it's not needed. It's corrupt. It's abusive. It's futile. It's a futile system. Debbie, tell folks about the water filters.
Well, you know, I've had a lot of customers call me recently and want to know the difference between the big Berkeys and the Berkey Lights. And when they call in, I'm more than happy to go over it with them. I go over each different system and let them know, you know, what we have and what's available. But the main thing, you know, for the listeners to remember, whether they decide to get the Berkey Light or the big Berkey, both systems are going to give them good, clean, healthy drinking water. You know, I prefer the Berkey Light because of the new black Berkey purification elements, because they do take out more of the pathogens than the older model of the big Berkey. But either one, whichever one they choose to get, will, you know, do the job. And that's what I like to emphasize.
Debbie, we've read the university reports on it here. It removes to below detectable levels. That means zero organisms.
Right. That's the black Berkey purification elements that come in the Berkey Light. And a lot of times people think Berkey Light means that it's got less because, you know, everybody, we live in a society where, you know, everything is, you know, a Coke Light or whatever.
By light, it has a lighting system, emergency lighting system in it.
Right. It doesn't mean it's less. It just means that it has an actual lighting system in the base.
Okay, let's give folks the toll-free number to give you a call. You got a bunch of different specials. You've got great sheltering in place video, Prudent Places CD with all the roads and maps and where nuclear power plants are and escape routes and FEMA evacuation plans. A lot of key stuff you've got. People need to give you a call. 1-888-803-4438 or go to BerkeyWater.com and in the comments section, tell them it's an Alex Jones special to get the discounts and tell them what free gift you want. That's 888-803-4438 or BerkeyWater.com and you get the Berkey Light without the 14-year continual burning LED emergency lights in the top that you can see from a mile away. Without those, it's $199. A comparable system costs you $300 at the camping supply place. You get the Berkey Light with the lights and two of the free gifts instead of one of the free gifts for $259. And they got a bunch of other portable sports bottles that'll clean up the creek and river water to safe levels just for emergencies. Good to have that. Got specials on those. Give her a call, 888-803-4438. Debbie, thanks for coming on. Anything else?
No, I just wanted to spell BerkeyWater.com. I've had several people call me to ask me how to spell Berkey.
Sure, what's the spelling?
It's BerkeyWater.com.
Okay, and also they have the same place you can order at InfoWars.com, too.
Correct.
Thanks, Debbie.
Thank you, Alex.
Appreciate it. Folks, to get 2 miles from my house to the studio where I do my show, sometimes I do it out of the house, sometimes out of the studio, on these toll roads, I will have to go through two toll roads. Side streets. Okay. Just thanks for holding. Michael in Iowa, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I'm Michael McDonald. I'm a targeted guy who had a bunch of dental implants in Iowa City, Iowa.
Okay, listen, we don't like listeners to call in and give their full name because I'm sure you're legitimate, whoever you are, but you could be giving somebody else's name, and I don't know what you're talking about, so go ahead.
Yeah, I'll drive right to the point. I had all that stuff happen, and how I chose to deal with it was trying to hide. So I moved to northern Iowa. I'm living on about 7 acres. I had a targeted traffic stop in Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin, and I panicked, drove home, went across state lines. During these judicial proceedings...
Sir, you know what? You're in your own mind right now. You think we all know what you're talking about. And I'm not trying to be rude to you, but
no,
I don't
right
know
ahead.
What you're talking about.
Pardon me? No, go ahead.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you just start talking about dental implants, targeted road checks. Please explain what you're talking about.
Very good. Okay, well, the dental implants happened in Iowa City, Iowa. I was going to a community mental health center. And I was not getting along with those folks.
That's the exact type of places they do this stuff.
Yeah.
And the problem is you got schizophrenics that think this is going on who are nuts. And so that you never know if somebody's telling the truth until they've been medically checked out. But they have found mental patients who've had chips put in them. Aldous Huxley talked about this at Berkeley in 1962. And I actually have one here. Mexico's attorney general gets microchip implant. CNN... But go ahead, sir.
Well, I just did want to say that one day when I was in my apartment in Iowa City, it struck me that this was thought-based, these implants. And I've later come to realize over the course of the last 10 years, it's happened in 94, that they can actually, and yeah, I guess you guys know this, but they can induce dreams, induce thoughts. I've been speaking, I kind of live in a very solitary way, trying to build up a tiny piece of ground off-grid and all that. And I have this traffic stop in which I panicked in. And I don't know much about this satanic bit that I hear people talk about, but my niece listens to your show. You suggested I call. And she told me that it's significant that they schedule all my court dates on the 13th. She tells me it's significant that a baby lost his life the same night that my indictment was done, December 16th. I guess I'm just asking, Alex, if any of your... Oh, and the transcripts are just complete and total fiction.
Well, you got to send me information, sir, because I don't know you from Adam, but thanks for the call. If you want to mail me some information, that's fine. But I tell you, the folks out there that are insane, imagine what this is doing to them to hear about everybody getting microchips. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
A civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Folks, if you want any of my documentary films or any of the books, the book I've written or the books and videos we carry, visit PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or if you have any questions or comments about the videos or want to know about any of the specials, the toll-free number to order my videos is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Just a side note, I was on Coast to Coast AM last night and gave out the number. get my videos, and I said, when you call and buy my videos, you're authorized to make copies of them. They're copyright free. We always get calls from listeners going, oh, I thought the video's free. So when I say it's a toll-free number to call, or I say you're authorized to make copies of my videos, they're copyright free on that, that doesn't mean they're free videos. And I know most of you know that. I just, even sometimes on this show, people get confused when I say that. You know, if it's not for profit, not for sale, you're allowed to make copies of my videos. I want you to get the word out. The toll-free number is 1-888-253-3139. Let's go to Anthony in Louisiana, then we'll go to Danny Cliff and Marlene, Carlos, and others. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Going back to what you brought up at the beginning of the show about how governments are behind their own bombings, their own terrorist acts and beheadings and whatnot.
Yeah, there's a bunch of news out on that today.
Yeah, and I've read about that for quite a while, but I have to tell you that I think, in my opinion, it's a poor point to bring up that the Iranian government is saying that it's actually us behind our own stuff. Because, I mean...
Well, sir, I mean, it isn't a point I brought up. I said that the Iranian government is saying this today. That's certainly newsworthy. The Saudi government has said that. That's certainly newsworthy.
Yes.
Yasser Arafat said that 2 days ago. That was in the Jerusalem Post. They thought it was newsworthy. But I said, forget what they say. I believe I called Yasser Arafat a giant rodent.
Yes, 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 he did.
But I went on to say that Yitzhak Rabin said that.
Mm. Yeah.
So I don't know what you mean, a poor point.
Okay, well, and I just want to make a point about that. Keep in mind that, you know, the Iranian government and whatnot, they're even more despotic than our own is.
I don't agree with that. They're not one-tenth as sophisticated. They're a bunch of corrupt fat cats robbing and ruling and oppressing their people. But from all my research, they don't go to satanic gatherings. They don't put cancer viruses in their people's vaccines.
Okay.
They don't fly around spraying biologicals on their cities to test it on people.
Right.
They haven't aborted 54 million babies.
Right. Yeah, I totally get what you're saying. The other point I want to bring up is that when I try to talk about these things to people, it's very hard to bring up stuff like the New World Order and whatnot to people.
Really? The New York Times has written two articles in the last 7 days saying the Bilderberg Group basically selected John Edwards.
Yeah, but then, you know, also when you associate with people that barely read the paper or anything, then it's really hard. If all they watch is Fox, if all they watch is CNN, And
I know. They'll say that it's a fake news article. I know.
Yeah, and
we've got links to the Library of Congress, and people go, that's not real. That's not a real link. That's not a real government document. Operation Northwoods. I go, but it's the government. It's their website. They go, no, it's not. LBJ didn't say the Gulf of Tonkin didn't happen. Well, his library released the tape. Ah, shut up, liberal.
Hey, I just want to put out a word to people that try to talk to people and try to get their heads into reality. Like things like you're talking about the toll roads. It's very important for people who know about these things that when you try to explain to people who aren't very aware of reality in that way, just try to keep your thoughts very collected and focused and try not to freak people out. People should be freaked out, but in a focused way and just get their heads into reality in ways to actually change them through real means. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for the call. You know, I agree with some of what you have to say, but I don't know. I mean, my approach has been throw cold water on people. I mean, if your house is on fire, I'm going to run in and scream at you if you're sitting there sucking your thumb. I mean, folks, they're destroying America.